This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For the second time in a week, the U.S. Supreme Court lifted an injunction on a federal execution. By a divided vote with the four liberal judges dissenting, it lifts an injunction against the death of convicted killer Wesley Perkey, whose lawyers argue he's mentally unfit for execution. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he wants to prioritize support for schools when it comes time for a new coronavirus relief bill. He also says he's open to more direct checks to Americans, but he says there was a big mistake in the last bill.
The one mistake I think we made in the unemployment area was providing a bonus that actually made it more attractive for many people to stay home rather than go back to work.
The president's replacing his campaign manager, Brad Parscale, with the deputy manager, Bill Stepien, and this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey says he will be letting everyone know exactly how some of the most prominent accounts on the platform were hacked yesterday. Those targeted included Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Elon Musk, and Jeff Bezos. Posts promised to double followers' money if they paid $1,000. A White House legal struggle over the president's tax records will continue, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Lawyers for President Trump told a federal judge that they intend to continue to fight a New York grand jury subpoena seeking his tax returns, less than a week after the Supreme Court ruled against him. The lawyers filed a memo saying they would file an objection to the subpoena by July 27th. The Supreme Court voted in a 7-2 ruling that the president must hand over the tax records in response to a subpoena from Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance. It seeks nearly a decade's worth of financial records.
And this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Utah is telling the U.S. Department of Commerce it will not share records to determine whether someone is a U.S. citizen. The Department of Public Safety telling KSTU-TV it's denied requests seeking driver's license and identification information, apparently in connection with the 2020 census. The city of Milwaukee is going to spend about $40 million on the Democratic National Convention, even though most of the convention isn't even going to happen in Milwaukee. Mayor Tom Barrett saying yesterday the city will still need to provide security and logistics for the parts of the convention that will be happening in town. And some police in Minnesota have been looking at video of naked people while on duty, and it's all legal. Police operating drones to check for nude beachgoers in Golden Valley. The police department says it did start covertly enforcing nudity laws at Twin Lake, west of Theodore Worth Park there, after getting more than a dozen complaints this summer for people being naked, drinking, and engaging in other bad behavior. And NASA and European Space Agency scientists say today will show off the closest photos ever taken of the sun, shot by the solar orbiter that launched from Cape Canaveral in February. Find us online anytime. You can find us there by visiting usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I know you probably look at it and you go, how are we going to do that? It seems so impossible. But look at this too shall pass. And we have Professor and Dr. Lauren Wright with us. And so she knows all. She's got the prescription down. She knows how to calm us, you know, from the edge of the roof. And, you know, we'll get back on track. And just like that, after a couple of segments, all will be well with the planet. So I'm telling you. She's the associate research scholar and lecturer in politics and public affairs at Princeton University. Lauren, no pressure, huh?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here. Before we talk about Biden, let's consider, you know, what is still happening on the streets of America. What say you? I mean, is this just something that we're going to have to deal with a little bit longer, or is this here to stay? I mean, is there... you've got Black Lives Matter saying they just want to burn everything down. Well, you know, I don't think most of America wants to burn everything down. We understand that we're off track and we need to, you know, get back on track. But what does that look like short of burning everything down?
Well, I know a lot of activists, and I don't think everyone is quite on that extreme of defunding everything and justifying violence and riots. I know a lot of people in the middle, including people who are activists for Black Lives Matter. And I think the truth is, and this is the frustrating answer with so many questions that are complicated in our country, is we see rising crime rates. Everyone is worried about that. But no one can really put their finger on an answer. We have a few different hypotheses out there. One is this possible Ferguson effect where police are more hesitant to do their jobs or there's fewer police on the street. But we really don't know that it's that for sure because we have this isolated incident in many different cities and all have different rules and guidelines. And so I think it's important before anyone jumps to conclusions to just acknowledge that these are really difficult issues and nobody has the exact answer.
Well, I've always said in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and but we need to be careful just how much that opinion rules. I mean, this is what we love about the First Amendment right of free speech so that we can debate this and figure out what's going on. I did gain a lot from a police officer, and he's the head of a consulting firm in New York, and the way he played it out was that he said, look, it's always been there. The guns have always been there. But with the police, they kind of kept the guns hidden away. I mean, they were in drawers, or they were, you know, in a bit of a lockdown because they didn't want to get caught with guns. You take the police off the streets, and suddenly you've got guns, hanging from the sides of people's hips anymore, so they're more readily accessible. I mean, there was a situation in New York where, a little altercation, a guy pulls out a gun, shoots the guy in the leg. I mean, it's like, wait a minute. You know, we're coming back to the Wild West here.
Yeah, and a lot of people are rightfully really worried about that. And so the tension that we're facing is, how do we prevent situations like George Floyd, where there's an abuse of power and police officers behaving terribly and engaging in illegal behavior, but we also have police officers comfortable enough to go out and do their job and protect communities from violence. And I don't think it has to be one way or another. And I don't think anyone looks at rising crime rates and thinks we're headed in the right direction. I think that's a pretty extreme opinion.
And to that point, do you think that holding on to the George Floyd, as horrific as it was, and as everybody saw this, and if anything united the country, I said, racially, it was what happened to George Floyd, because you had people, from every shade and color coming against, something, just so unjust as what happened to George Floyd. But do you think that that's the order of the day, or are we being extreme in that case and thinking that maybe both cases might be true, is that it's not as prevalent or that it's just as prevalent? What do you say?
Well, I think we need laws in this country, and we have law enforcement officers for a reason, and that's why I'm not quite on this side of abolish the police. I think that brings a lot of dangerous consequences, as we've seen. But even if there are just, we don't have that much data on police shootings, but what happened to George Floyd, one incident is too much, and we know of many incidents like this. And so no matter how rare they are compared to the full range of police interactions with citizens, it's abhorrent, and it really, I think it's important that people see that this happens in black communities, and a lot of black activists for a long time have been saying, this is a part of our life. We are worried that this will happen to us and our kids, and everyone needs to wake up and pay attention. And so I think the rarity of it is not as relevant as just the extreme upsetting nature of that and how everyone feels sick when they watch it.
And I think that this is handled appropriately, Lauren, that we will come to a resolution. But, it's like you say, when we talk about Black Lives Matter, it gets segmented because you have a force of Black Lives Matter that says, look, we want to burn it down. And then you have the other central or centrist activists who are participating in Black Lives Matter. That's not their heart. It probably leans a little bit more toward Martin Luther King Jr. than it does these activists in Black Lives Matter that are run by outside groups and even corporate America involved in, supporting their efforts. And you wonder, you go, whoa, what is going on here? I mean, is there something, beneath this that is driving this, the destruction of the American idea? And there seems to be some seeds, or at least some evidence, that this is taking place, that it's not all, it's not all good and well and just. And I'm on the good and well and just side. I'm saying, for all the energy that's expended, the life of George Floyd, others, people of color who have been unfairly treated by the police, that's got to stop. I mean, this is the line in the sand. If this is what it's taken, the George Floyd incident, for all of us to get behind this and say, no, this isn't going to happen. And so we need to get this thing squared away, whether it's, a direct conversation with law enforcement, the unions and that, to, really, they need to police themselves, and there needs to be proper oversight to where this is not allowed to happen, that you can't just, even like Tim Scott, Senator Tim Scott says, look, I've been pulled over, accused of driving while black. I mean, are you kidding me? In the 21st century, we're still having to deal with that kind of junk? I mean, I'm way over that stuff. And so, but I'm on the side that says, look, let's find a solution. Let's move toward that. And let's move very quickly and judiciously to get rid of the bad apples.
Yep, and it's happening slowly, and that's the good news, is that when reformers work with police at the local level, there are a lot of things they can do. So it's not, it's not all doom and gloom, but you're right, the problem is serious, and we have to look at it as a systemic issue.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Q. keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're fresh and independent, as you should be, fresh and independent, and we encourage you to do that in the midst of, as Professor Lauren Wright said, these issues today are very complex. But just because they're complex doesn't mean they're impossible. And, you know, Lauren, what do you suggest in processing this, you know, because we have to be careful, as I mentioned earlier, in the absence of fact opinion rules, and we got to make sure that in the mix of everything that we have more on truth and fact than we do opinion if we're going to come up with a solution, do you think?
Yep, that's true, and I think one problem is that there is a lot of good scientific research out there, but it's really hard for people to discern between the good and the bad research, understandably so. I don't think scientists are doing a good enough job of communicating, and I don't think the scientific process, you know, on research, on police reform, for example, has benefited the public as much as it can. And so, you know, I think there are some answers out there that are really good, but I think we in the scientific community need to do a better job communicating them so that we do have some facts to look at and it's not just people's opinions.
Well, we have to venture out of our silos. We can't be so fixed in what it is that we know or we think we know. We've got to be able to have that debate and conversation, be able to bring that forth. Because what I have found, Lauren, is that when you are met up with the truth, you kind of have that oh yeah moment. You know, it just speaks to the very depth of your spirit that you realize, hey, there's, you know, this is effectual. This is solid. It makes sense. And also, we know when we're being fed the manure that it smells and it stinks and it's rejectable, and we should do so orderly. And, you know, but meanwhile, we need to welcome the conversation so that we can work this out. We're smart people. I mean, look what this country has been based on and what we've been able to affect in 244, 45 years. I mean, this is, it's short of miraculous, I think, when you look back on it. And I just have a lot of faith in, you know, like you say, in the scientific world. I want to encourage them and people who know better, people who have done the studies, to be able to make sure that they have a platform and a way to express this so that we can, you know, talk this out and really get to the bottom of this and do some things that we should be doing. I mean, you know, when you hear certain things like, you know, which drives me nuts, well, we can't do that because of the union. You know, come on. We've got to come to a solution. And the unions can be part of it, but like anything, no one thing can drive it. I kind of call it the Marilyn Monroe effect. I don't know if you were familiar. Well, you're too young because you probably don't know about this, but maybe
I know who she is.
Okay, all right, but you're still young. But anyway, and that doesn't invalidate your perspective here, but I'm only just saying is that what she would do when she would get dressed, she would turn away from the mirror and whatever, you know, jewelry or whatever she had on, and she would turn away from the mirror and then turn to the mirror, and whatever came out, whatever stuck out, she would remove. And I thought that was interesting. And, you know, and I think that, you know, our approach to life, there's some value. And I mean, there's some lesson there. I'm not sure how to express it if I'm doing this right, but that's why I need you. Because you can turn this around in such a way and apply it to whether it's the body politics or just human relationships that, you know, we need to, you know, consider those things. If those things that stick out and are annoying, then maybe we just set them aside for a moment and, let's think about, you know, the holistic aspect of the solution. Does that make sense?
It does. Well, you know, there is some good news here, which is that research has actually been showing people engage with differing opinions more often than we think. For example, people have really mixed online news diets. They're not necessarily just going to one source. They tend to go to sources that confirm their existing point of view, but people do see different media outlets, different topics, and so there is some good news there. And then the other thing I would just say, you know, again, to emphasize why it's important for scientists to be responsible, is it's tough. I mean, I have a lot of colleagues, you know, everyone wants to speak out when they see something wrong, and you need to speak out. You know, that might be your prerogative as a human being, but we have to be careful. not to be partisan, because then people mistrust science, and that's
exactly.
not good. And so it is a responsibility to try as much as possible to remove biases that you have. You know, scientists are voters too, and completely separate those from your research, because that's our responsibility.
And a good point there, because of research and the scientific method in that, you come with the facts.
Right.
And the facts should lead, not your opinion, not your partisanship, because if the facts are there, then it will back up your opinion. It will back up your, you know, your point of view, and that's okay. But let's make sure the facts are very well involved. The other thing is that I'm curious, because here you are, you're dealing with these kids right now, and I think that we've gone through and developed a culture where people are so easily offended. And we got to get away from that. We got to understand that, you know, people need to have the platform. They need to express themselves, and we will be all the wiser. And I find often, Lauren, that the people that advance and enlarge me and my perspective are the ones I find most irritating.
That's interesting. It's something I do talk to my students a lot about, especially, you know, the master students who come through the policy school, and they're going to work in American government. You know, we try to emphasize as much as possible, you will be working with maybe 50% of your coworkers won't agree with your point of view. And so even though we tend to have more democratic students, more liberal students on average, and those are maybe the type of people that like to go into government more often, it is necessary to try to engage in the exercise of, you're going to have to deal with a lot of people who don't agree with you. And so, you know, it's not just me. Luckily at Princeton, we have a lot of faculty that think that's really important. And so
that's good.
I'm lucky to be part of that group.
Well, we've got about 3 minutes left, just short of 3 minutes. And I want to talk about your article that you wrote, how sexism is a part of this voting cycle, especially with Joe Biden. Break that down, if you would.
Yeah, about a lot lately, because people are really divided over how Joe Biden should proceed. Should he stay in the basement and prevent himself from having these gaffes? Should he go on the offense against Trump and attack him? And what most presidential candidates have in a VP pick is someone who can balance out those attributes. So in Biden's case, he needs, you know, someone who's a better political attack dog than he is, maybe more energetic, and someone who can do the job of governing. But we know that there's sexism in the electorate, both overt and implicit. And it was a huge topic of conversation in the 2020 primary when six women ran and no one came out victorious. And so I think the Biden campaign needs to be pessimistic about this in a healthy way, and just what is the strategy to combat the bias that a lot of people have. And, you know, I think there's benefits to picking a woman VP. Of course there are. I think it is the right thing to do. But any campaign needs to account for the potential effects of that, and some of them will be negative, and that's unfortunate, but it's a real thing, and the conversation needs to be had.
Exactly. Well, it is ironic when you consider all that the Democrats had to offer. And one of the things that was the recurring mantra was, we don't want some old white guy, and we want somebody of color as a candidate here. And they end up going with an older white guy, so to speak, if I can put it in those terms, which was antithetical to their aspiration, right?
Right. And, you know, actually about 1 in 20 Democratic primary voters is uncomfortable with a woman president. And so there is, you know, and that might not seem like that much, but in America, where we have such close presidential elections, it's a factor. A couple percentage points, 5 percentage points, those are important considerations. Even if we wish we did not have to think about these things, we do.
Well, I have a question to ask you, but it's going to take more than 30 seconds. I'll just throw it out there real quick, and you can think about it until we talk again. Did Hillary help or hurt the cause for women as the next president?
I think she helped. helped. I think she was a normalizing force, but we can talk about it more next time.
Exactly. This is why I love having you around here. You just bring up these questions, and then we're going to leave our audience on the edge of the seats to say, okay, we're going to let these two duke it out later. We've got more next time around.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For the second time in a week, the U.S. Supreme Court lifted an injunction on a federal execution. By a divided vote with the four liberal judges dissenting, it lifts an injunction against the death of convicted killer Wesley Perkey, whose lawyers argue he's mentally unfit for execution. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he wants to prioritize support for schools when it comes time for a new coronavirus relief bill. He also says he's open to more direct checks to Americans, but he says there was a big mistake in the last bill.
The one mistake I think we made in the unemployment area was providing a bonus that actually made it more attractive for many people to stay home rather than go back to work.
The president's replacing his campaign manager, Brad Parscale, with the deputy manager, Bill Stepien, and this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. You know, concerned with the things that are concerning you, and of course what we're hearing a lot about these days is data breaching. And how much information is out there? I mean, it's almost like you just want to give up and just say, look, at they've got my information, whether it's the NSA or some other ne'er-do-well force out there. But this is a serious issue, and it seems that it has been ever even more so increasing since COVID-19. You know, we're instead of utilizing, you know, firewalls and higher levels of security at work, you know, we're having to turn our homes into workstations, and that seems to be adding to the vulnerability. In fact, more than 15 billion stolen logins have been found on the dark web. So what can you do as a consumer? Well, Tom Kelly is joining us now. He's the CEO of ID Experts out of Portland, Oregon. It is a provider data breach and identity protection service company. Silicon Valley serial entrepreneur, as he describes himself, and an expert in cybersecurity technologies. Tom, thank you for getting up early and coming on the show. We appreciate the time. Tom, are you there? Oh, we don't have him then. Okay, we're still trying to track him down. Maybe still trying to wake him up. He's on the West Coast, so a little bit of a 3-hour time difference. So, in fact, I'm heading to the West Coast myself and looking forward to that time change. Not really, because I love it when I'm on the East, because I can kind of just allow my body to just, sleep and react accordingly. So sometimes it can be a challenge. But anyway, getting back to these 15 billion stolen logins, with data breaches occurring what seems like every day, many Americans have become nonchalant. Like I said, we just kind of like have been overwhelmed by this, and we're just, what do you do? In fact, recently I was attacked. I'll tell you, I'll share with you my own personal story for what it's worth, because these guys are so good. They were able to take over my computer. I have a MacBook Pro. And, of course, my son, who does my IT work for me and tries to keep me out of trouble, keep telling me and yelling at me, what are you doing? You're not supposed to open that. Of course, you do the safe things. You only open emails from people that you know. And, you got to be careful in some of the URLs. Look at it. Make sure that they match up, because they will tell you sometimes, who you bank with. If it happens to be Bank of America, it may look like a Bank of America email, but the URL this isn't, say, Bank of America. It may say some other gobbledygook, associated deal, but it's not associated with Bank of America. And so if you're not careful, you open it up and all of a sudden that becomes an entryway into your information. And, they were able to get me. I was, on a campaign to expand our Facebook likes. And I guess evidently I must have allowed somebody, and I think I know who it was, entry into my computer. And so they got access. And next thing I know, the next day, I started having problems with my computer. It just wasn't operating as smoothly as it normally does. And then I was getting warnings that, coming up saying that I was getting attacked and I needed to run some malware. Well, I got in trouble one time because I ran some malware and it wasn't the right malware. So, this is like crazy stuff, right? And, but these guys were really good, and they were able to somehow take over my computer. And then I get this alert, this audio alert, not to shut down my computer. And it was like, whoa, you got to be kidding me. My computer's talking to me, this official sounding voice. Do not shut down the computer. You've been hacked. Your banking information has been compromised. Call this number immediately. And it was, I happened to be on Google Chrome. So, and it looked all official. It looked all official. And of course, for me, running around with my hair on fire, I reacted. I'm sorry? Do we have him? I'm sorry. Say again. Ed Pizzuoli? Oh, I gave you the wrong number. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's just do that. And so anyway, because I want to stay on this. Evidently, we have the wrong number for our guest, and I'm sorry. I apologize that this has been complicated, that we didn't get Tom Kelly on, so we're going to have to do it another time, because what he has to share with us is so important. But, I'll go on and tell you my story here. So, Google Chrome, and so I call the number. I know, and you go, don't call the number, you called it. Yeah, I did, I called the number. Call the number. These guys are really good. And so they go, well, what's happened is your banking, your account has been compromised. There's a $5,000 soon-to-be extraction coming out. We've caught it in time. But you're on a MacBook Pro, so we need to turn you over to AppleCare, right? And so people understand AppleCare because that's associated with, with all things that are Mac. And so this is how good they were. So they transfer me over to what I think is AppleCare. The guy announces himself and a badge number. Sounds very official. And so I think, okay, so I must be talking with somebody who knows what they're doing. And I'm concerned because like all of us, our computer becomes our lifeline, right? How crazy is that? So So we go from that, and they go, okay, what you need to do, because your account has been compromised, we need to get you to the fraud department. So they connect me on a secured line, allegedly, to the fraud. You see how the scam is working? I mean, these guys are brilliant. Anyway, what they managed to doing, you know, the long and short of it, after all was said and done, they were able to extract over $7,000 out of my account. And, of course, you feel embarrassed. You feel stupid. And not to mention that my number three son is a banking executive. And as I'm telling him this story, oh, he's going, oh, Dad, you didn't. I go, yeah, I did. I mean, I feel like an idiot already. And so for what it's worth, I'm sharing this with you, that these people are so good in how they, once they get access. And again, I had to relearn, I guess, the lesson that when I have a problem, especially with my bank, is the first thing I do is I connect directly with my bank, like I don't have a relationship with them, which is disgusting. So you really feel like a real idiot after it's all said and done. But again, you know, when you're vulnerable and they can catch you just at the right time, when you seem to be too busy and reactive, you know, they will take full advantage. But these are the kind of scams that are going out there. As I said, you know, there's been over 100,000 data breaches, is what Tom reported. Usernames, passwords, they sell them for an average of $70. And it is providing hackers access to anything, from a video game account to a bank account. This is what happened. Again, they're so good. They've got this. They do this all the time. And right now it's a target rich area for these hackers, because, you know, we may drop our guard a little bit because we're not at work. We're operating out of our homes, and at work we have IT experts surrounding us and protecting, you know, our silly mistakes, and, you know, they can catch it quick enough and keep us out of trouble. But, you know, when you're at home and on your own, it leaves you vulnerable. My good buddy, who moved just from California, and he's out in Tennessee now, enjoying Tennessee and all the southern hospitality there, just he just texts me and goes, ouch. Yeah, really, ouch, I'm telling you. Yeah, thanks. Do you want some salt with that paper cut? Yeah, how about another paper cut just for more fun? But, you know, these things are, and these are happening to Americans all the time. And, you know, and in fact, I asked the bank, I said, why didn't you send out a notice? Because they told me, they go, oh, yeah, this happens all the time. I said, why didn't you give everybody a heads up to say, you know, this is what's going on? And he says, oh, don't feel so bad. He says, you know, the guy before you, you know, they got like 200,000 out of him. I said, you gotta be. And I go, and that doesn't trigger like a general warning of, you know, from you and people that are dealing with your institution? I mean, it might be much appreciated by your client base to know that that's what's going on, because, like all things, you know, they will work with, you know, they're sharing information saying, hey, look at this bait worked out better than the other. You might try this. And, you know, they're all sharing and finding new ways and sharing with one another, you know, how they're advancing the cause and creating new ways to gain access to your information and to your bank account. So, you know, I pray it doesn't happen to you. I share with you my experience in hopes that maybe it saves you thousands of dollars, okay? 18 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo & Company. The journey to equality is more important than ever. One out of four adults in the U.S. have a disability, and this year marks the 30th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA, which is a civil rights law that prohibits discrimination against people with disabilities in all areas of public life. Kathy Martinez, head of Disability and Accessibility Strategy for Wells Fargo.
The ADA has allowed people with disabilities like myself to contribute to the economy, our communities, and all aspects of public life, enriching the cultural fabric of this country. At Wells Fargo, we're committed to financially empowering and employing people with disabilities and find value in the talents and perspectives this community brings to our company.
Wells Fargo supports the tenets of the ADA, commemorates its enactment, and is an advocate of equal opportunities for people with disabilities in collaboration with the National Disability Institute. To celebrate the ADA, visit nationaldisabilityinstitute.org.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Jordan Sekulow joins us now, the executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice and attorney and co-host of Jay Sekulow Live. Jordan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thanks, Bill.
Hey, lots to talk about. You know, let's start, if you don't mind, with the recent SCOTUS decisions that, that have been leaving and are leaving conservatives, scratching their heads and going, what happened with the president's conservative choices for justice?
Sure. I mean, they've been kind of all over the place this term. And I will tell you, in the two cases where we represent the president, that's outside of our capacity with the American Center for Law and Justice. In those two cases, which were both 7-2, it wasn't where we wanted the court to go. We wanted heightened scrutiny for the president or absolute immunity while in office. We were not asking for the president to be immune from any kind of prosecution out when he's not in office, but that the duties of the president require that, you should not be distracted from political witch hunts. The court even used that term, fishing expedition, in the case, though they didn't go with heightened scrutiny for the state court. They kind of went midway there for Congress. They're two separate cases. And then ultimately what they did say, this was, I just want to remind people, the reason why for most on the left this was seen as a complete loss was because they wanted these documents right now. Mm-hmm. And they don't get them right now. In fact, this was just the initial injunction case. You could actually take these all the way to Supreme Court. There's been no trial yet. So now these, we will be able to go into court both in New York and in the cases out of D.C. With Congress, take the arguments from the Supreme Court and show that it is a fishing expedition. The fact that both of the subpoenas for documents were exactly copied and pasted, so that Congress and the New York DA used the same exact language, I mean, literally copied and pasted. Right. They have, President Trump's been doing business in New York for decades. He's never, no one's going after his records like this. Now all of a sudden they want these records. But the truth is that ultimately there is no justification in the Constitution or requirement that a president release their taxes. This idea that just because some have means that they all have to is absolutely false. And so, again, are we totally happy with everything that came out? No. But are we at least excited about the fact that now we can actually just take, as the court said, take it to court, fight this out in court? Absolutely, Bill. And that's what we're going to do. And we're going to put on a vigorous defense. And you know what? The left, they're trying to get this, some of them, they can't even impanel grand juries right now because of issues with the COVID-19.
Yes.
There's issues there. And in D.C., Congress is trying to get it. The Democrats in Congress, Schiff and that crew, are trying to get it quicker. But, of course, they've still got to start out again. They're not going to get it compelled from the Supreme Court. They're going to have to go to court. And their whole goal here was to try and get this before the election. And I'll tell you, it's always with the Democrats either way. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, they're going to get tax returns showing that, you know, that what, Donald Trump is a very wealthy individual. I think we all know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what they could potentially do is kind of like what they did with Mitt Romney, if you recall, with Senator Reid, who kind of cynically laughed about it, said, after they got his financials, said, well, he didn't get elected, did he? I mean, so it's like, what the means to the end of the Democrats is. They've proven this to be the case time and again. And I question, first of all, on the surface, Jordan, how many of those people really know and can understand, tax returns from a billionaire?
It's not what you think it is. I mean, it's not like, you see this and you're going to realize this is like our everybody, like me and you, putting down our taxes, our deduction, things like that. This is highly complicated when you have a closely held business that is this large. And so because of that, I mean, you've got to just, we have to be extremely, extremely, just honest about that. Now, does that mean that I'm not certain that the president won't end up, if people are saying, well, we really, really need to see this, it's going to be so important to them. Mm. He's got nothing to hide here.
Right.
I mean, this is just, he's not going to be harassed like that. That's the point. Is it going into court, having to spend all this time going through all these documents and figuring out which ones are, that's a lot of time to take as president of the United States when you're dealing with a pandemic and everything else the country's going through, even if you aren't a president dealing with something like an uncertain time like this.
Well, he's had to take an inordinate amount of time to just deal with all these hoaxes and false accusations from the Democrats, from, Mueller, the Russian collusion, and it's just been going on and on. It's been one attack after another. And I'm glad to hear you say that and explain to the audience that this was a cut, copy, paste effect, because that was my question to another legal analyst, was that how is it that they would reject the Democrats' proposition or their request for the president's financials and basically do an end around by going through the, to the District of New York and having them request it? What's the difference? I mean, it's the same objective, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it's a bad precedent. We argue this case, of course, we defend our client, President Trump. And we feel like we were successful in that effort because this is an attempt to try and interfere with the election, and they weren't able to get that done. That being said, it's also precedent setting. So while we were focused on the president, obviously, Department of Justice, who argued as well in the case, they were focused on the bigger picture of what this means for the presidency.
Well, didn't Judge Kavanaugh write extensively on this, that it takes away from the president's duties, his ability to execute his duties as, the chief executive officer of the country?
Yes. I mean, so this is, again, it's not, it's interesting that the way the court came down is that they wouldn't go as far as they wanted to go, but they did acknowledge that this could potentially interfere with the president's duty. We just now have to make that case in court. They're not just going to take that as a given. I think that's kind of absurd because we all know, and so do they, how busy the president of the United States, the hardest job in the world. He's the leader of the free world. He's the commander-in-chief of the most powerful military in the world. And we're also dealing with a pandemic. I mean, of all times to bring this, we're dealing with a pandemic. And so I believe, honestly, at the end of the day, I think courts may be more weary when this case is actually put on because of the precedent they're setting. Not, you know, they can have Trump derangement syndrome all they want, Bill.
Right.
But the truth is, there's going to be another president. There will eventually be another Democrat president, too. And they will not want Republicans acting this way. I will say this, though. Republicans usually don't. I mean, conservatives probably haven't been tough enough. I haven't been so happy with this court. Honestly, I'm of the opinion that I'm no longer going to be one of those groups that's going to accept that, well, I can't answer directly on Roe versus Wade. I can't answer directly. I think now we have to say, yes, you do, or we're not going to vote for you.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and again, there just seems to be something, I don't know, call it peer pressure or whatever. And that was one of the suggestions in a column I read here recently, Jordan, is that something about conservatives, when they get in the midst of that group, that fraternal organization, SCOTUS, somehow conservatives, you know, are moved away from their conservative position that we find to be quite curious, whether it's Roberts or, you know, Kavanaugh, Gorsuch is especially on this one religious ruling. And when you understand his religious worldview, you start to understand a little bit about where he's coming from. And I'm going, how did we miss that?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it is a problem with conservative, and it's why we've got to change up. We support it. My dad supports it. I think the president understands as well the process. It just has not been completely working for us. And because of that, you know, we're going to have to change things up.
Well, better vetting for this next time around, and maybe a new look at the binder, more, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, and no more accepting the, I just can't answer that because it could come before me.
The Without
left,
a doubt.
Why can we always predict the left, but we can't predict conservatives? I'm kind of sick and tired of that.
Yeah, I'm with you. Jordan, I want to talk. We got a couple of minutes, and I wanted you to wrap it up with ACLJ's launch of this new initiative to advance justice, and I love this, by expanding school choice. Tell our audience about this.
So we believe, you know, in this time period where civil rights has become a national issue, and that we, of course, don't support this rioting and this illegal behavior, we do think there is a real discussion to be had, and that we're missing the big picture, and the big picture is education, and especially in the toughest zip codes in the country. Because when you start off at a failing school, life's going to be that much tougher for you. And yes, there are the exceptions, but unfortunately, they're the exception to the rule that that you could make it out of those situations and be successful and not get involved in the, you know, bad activities, or just be in poverty.
Exactly.
Even if you're a decent person, but you just didn't get a good education. So we have failing schools, so we put together this initiative to say, you know, we need to expand the voucher program, especially vouchers, because, you know, there's tax credits and other things. That's wonderful for more middle class, even lower middle class, but for people who are really in a poverty situation, underprivileged, bad school districts, and we throw the most money at schools and students than any country in the world,
right.
We can do better. And on top of that, I think we need to stop being controlled by the teachers' union. I do
Amen.
Respect teachers and the
right.
job they do for the mm-hmm. salary that they do. But at the end of the day, if I have to choose between a kid and a teacher, I choose the kid, not
yes.
the teacher's salary, not
right.
the teacher's tenure. I think we should be able to fire bad tenured teachers, no wonder how old they are or how long they've worked there. If they no longer care, if they're bad teachers now, that tenure should go. And we should not be controlled. We should choose kids over the teachers and the school districts.
Great point. Jordan, my question is, what's out on the street today, all the rioting, looting, stealing that's going on, this is the result of a generation of kids that have been deprived and have not been very well educated. Do you think that's fair?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We'll leave it right there. Jordan Sekulow, thank you.
We all need to do our part.
I'm so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99 or 50 disposable masks only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated, try